Kumlan Lablak Gemara Rav Nun Tes on the base. On the bottom of the page, the Mishnah told us about the Baruch of Shechiyonu. Bona Bayis Chadash, you purchase a new house, or Kona Kena Chadashim, or you purchase new vessels, utensils, you make a Baruch. Says the Gemara, we're just starting. When do we say that you make a bracha? We have two opinions and two opinions on these two opinions. Avuna says, when do you make a shechiyonu? You're so happy because you have nothing similar. If you have something which is similar, let's say you inherited it, you didn't buy it, but you inherited something similar, then ain't tzalach avon, you don't make a bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu yesh lekiyetzben." That even if you, let's say, yashin something very similar, but you never bought it before, then tzalulavade, because you have a special simcha, a new found simcha that you spend money and you got something for it, so it has different value than if you get something for free. So you make a shechiyonu meklal, but it seems clear from here: the chikone vechazav chikone. If you bought something like this and then you bought another thing just like this, divrei hakel, everyone agrees that ain't tzalulavarech. Everyone agrees you don't have to make a bracha. Because there's no special joy. You already bought something very similar. So you have that joy of buying this kind of thing already had before. That's opinion number one in this machlekes. However, you can have me when Samachama Alaf two lines on top, we're talking about Shechiyonu. When do you make a bracha Shechiyonu? So we have a second version that Omar Avhuna Loishonu. When do you make a Shechiyonu? Eloshaloikona vechazavakona. You never bought this before. Avokona vechazavakona. If you bought something very similar before, even though it's not the exact same thing, but it's very similar, then therefore you already had the joy of buying it, so there's no special joy now, there's no simcha, no shechiyonu. Ain't so levarif. Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu kona vechazavakona. Rabbi Yechanan says, even if you bought, and then you bought another one, tzarech levarif. Of course, a brand new one, you have to make a bracha. Mechlal, from here we see, but everyone agrees, the chiyesh loy vekona, if he only got an inheritance, for example, and now he bought it, so it's a new stage, you have to make a bracha. Machleik is showing him that what happens if he brought back, if he sold it and he bought back the same thing, you still make a shechiyonu. Halach is no, but the Ritva and others hold you do, because it's like you take back your first wife, it's like a new marriage. But nevertheless, it's not the same. Everyone agrees. Halacha, see, we say the simcha definitely is not there. It's the same item you sold that you bought back. Meisavel asks you a question. It says, you built a new house, but ain't like yitzvah. You have nothing similar. Kona kele chadoshim, but ain't like yitzvah. You have nothing similar. So it seems to me the only time, according to this opinion, a mayor, the only time you make a baruch is if you have nothing similar. Yesh ki yitzvah, something similar. You didn't buy it. You got an inheritance. Ain't tzarech levarich. You make a baruch if you're a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you had it in inheritance, you still make a bracha. So it seems that the whole machlek is by inheritance. But if you bought it before, everyone seems to agree that you don't make another shechiyonu. It's bishlam l'shakam in the first version. Is Rabbi Huna k'Rab Meir v'Rabbi Yechir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Huna holds like Rabbi Meir that since you already had inheritance, you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Yechir says that since you only had inheritance, you make a bracha because now you bought it. At least the Bas of the second version, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you bought it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you bought it, you don't make another bracha. It's bishleim Rabbi Huna k'Rab Yehuda. Who knows Rabbi Yehuda that if you already had a Yerusha, you make another bracha. So if you bought it, you make a bracha. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Kaman, Rabbi Yehuda said that even if you bought it before and you buy it again, you make a bracha. Who does it hold like? Like Rabbi Yehuda, like nobody. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, who by Rabbi Yehuda? No, really, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that if you bought it once and you buy something similar, you have to make another bracha because the fact is you bought it, you get a certain simcha. So why do they argue b'yeshlay v'kana? So why do they argue in a case where you already but you had a Yerusha? Now you bought it, say a bigger chiddush, even if you already bought it before. And you bought it again, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you make a bracha. So we answer, the kaidia chalkoichad rameir, to teach you rameir's novelty that even dafilu kona v'yeshloi, that even if you never bought it before, you only had a Yerusha, and now you bought it, still you do not make a bracha. Ain't so levarich. In the kosh can be obviously kona, if you bought it before already, then according to rameir, the simcha is even less. And surely you don't have to make the chaz of a kona, you bought it again, another one similar, ain't so levarich. So you want to ask, well, so why do you decide to teach us in the Chiddush of Rav Meir that almost always you don't make a Shechiyonu? On the contrary, give us the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Tell us Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush that even though you bought it before, if you bought it again, you have to make a Shechiyonu. It's a big Chiddush. It ain't that in this case, Let them say, if he bought it, you don't make a bracha. Yachar Rabbi Yehuda. To tell you Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you had a Yerusha and then you bought it, that's when you don't make a bracha. But if you bought it before, you don't make. If you bought it before and then you bought it again, you have to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Why don't we say this one? Answer the Gemara. To teach you. It's a mistake, not the angel of God. You do have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do make a bracha, that even if you bought it, it's a mistake that it says the angel of God, that even though you bought it, and you bought another one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do have to make a bracha. Isn't that a bigger chiddush? Says the Gemara, to tell you Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, answer the Gemara, koyach de hetera adiflay. The koyach of heter, which means you don't have to make a bracha, is better. We'd rather tell you what Rameir holds when you don't make a bracha, than to tell you Rabbi Yehuda's side, you do make a bracha. Heter means you can get away without making a bracha. And Kiva Eg over here refers us to the Mashal, which he refers to the Funav as well, so he really likes his Mashal. Mashal holds that by when it comes to a bracha, Sofik bracha, is exactly the opposite of what we normally think. Normally we think Sofik bracha means that you're lenient, you don't have to make a bracha, which is what seems from this Gemara here. The Mashal says, you know what Sofik bracha means? That you can make a bracha, because l'chayda you're going to argue, you're saying Hashem's name in vain. Sofik bracha l'chokol, if you're saying it because you're not sure of the bracha, will be lenient. You know what? You can say the bracha, don't worry about saying Hashem's name in vain. But here in the Gemara, clearly it seems that koicha de hetera by brachas means that you don't make the bracha. However, Mashal is not deterred by this at all, because it's a contradiction. He's talking about birchas hanenim, and there's an avera eating if you don't make a bracha. So there's a compelling reason to be able to make a bracha. You don't want to be a ganef. There's a problem making a bracha if you don't need to because of saying Hashem's name in vain. So Sofik bracha l'hakol means we're going to allow you to make the bracha, don't worry about it in vain, in order to overcome the problem of stealing. This is Birch Shevach. Shechionu is thanks to the Eibishter. So even Mashal will be made when it comes to thanks to the Eibishter. You don't know if you're making it or not. Don't make it. Okay, so it's not really a problem to the Mashal. The Mishnah says you make a bracha on bad, even though it turns out to be good. How? Hey, Chidomi, what are you talking about? In the shore called Bitka Ba'ara. Suddenly there was a flood on his land, and then mud and everything else came on the land. Afa Pik. Now, Luchair is bad, right? Right now. But good will come out of it, because after a flood, the soil becomes drenched, and the next time you have a planting, or if you planted something, it can start growing really well. So Avagav the Tova, he lit the day, it'll be good. The mask, Hashtamirohi. Even though later on it'll be great for the land, but right now it's bad. So you die in embers as if it's bad. And something is good, even though it might turn out bad, make a bracha. Hey, Chidami, what are you talking about? Going to Ashkich Metzia. Let's say you found a lost object. It's a good thing. I forgot the royal day could be bad. The Isham of Mamalka, the king will hear about it. Shokalim, they will come and seize it. Hashtamir Tovi, now it's good. What does that mean? So if he sees it, he's no worse off than he started. So how is that bad? Bad means that something negative is going to happen, you're going to lose. You don't lose anything. All you're going to lose is the Metzia that you found. So what's the bad here? The bad is, as some Hashem say is, and Shkolar brings it down, we're scared that you are going to, once the king starts looking in, does auditing, looks into your accounts, they'll say, what else do they have? You need more from outside. What else does he have? And he might lose other things that before nobody would notice him, and now suddenly they notice him. That's the problem. You don't want to be noticed. Yeah. They tell a story about a Rav who met one of his congregants on Yom Kippur. He was 93 years old. And he was sitting in a park. He's coming to shul every Shabbos and every Yom Tov and every day. So he went over to the guy and said, Shalom, keep it today. What are you doing in the park here? You know, so he says, very simple. Also, all my friends have passed away. It's quite obvious Hashem forgot that I exist. I don't remind them that I'm still around. That's it. So same thing with the king here. He'll notice me. Who knows what else will take from me? Says, what about his wife was pregnant. I wish that my wife should have a son. It's an empty tefillah. In a way, it seems like mockery because what are you saying for it? You can't do anything about it. You tell me that you cannot change, let's say it's a girl, you cannot change the destiny of a girl to a boy. Everyone knows what it says. But also, Rabbi Yehuda has a question. You're saying you can't help, but my grace, the question says, "Achar yolda bas," that what? That finally, Leah gave birth to a daughter after all these sons, six sons. But tikra shema Dina. What kind of strange name is Dina? Dina's judgment. Ma'ad of samach hamaralf. About five lines into the wide lines. by middle by va'achar afterwards. I'm gonna va'achar shadon leah din ba'atma. She sat there and she made an assessment. Va'amra yubesh va'atmasi lozem yaakov. Yaakov have 12 children. Shicha yotzer many. I had 6. Va'abom mishrocha and 4 from the two maids. Hari asar is a total of 10. Im ze zocher. If I get a boy now, loite achoisi rochel kachas shrochas. Then my sister Rochel won't even have 2. She'll only have 1. She'll be even less than the shrochas. Yeah, nebchel abas. If they would, so we see clearly, you can daven and change a boy to a girl. Shemadika shemadina. What are you mentioning a story here that's a total miracle? That's different. She was a tzaddikah. She was able to transform her son into a daughter. The boy said, "Or ma'isa the leah, but it happened the first 40 days when the form of the child hasn't yet been decided. By the time you learn, it hasn't been entrenched. In the first 2 days, your wife falls pregnant, or your wife to fall pregnant, your vakash arachni should daven shlo yasriach. That the semen shouldn't go foul. Mishloisha van daven from 3 to 40, your vakash arachni, she hezoch. If you want a boy, daven, you want that you should be a male. So it means you can still daven for 40 days, up to 40 days. It's not a waste. Ma boyim yoyim at shloisha chadoshim, your vakash arachni from 30 days to 3 months, shlo yasandal. Because if she falls pregnant a second time, then we learned need over there that the second baby squeezes the first baby and turns into a fish called a sandal that has no face, no foot, nothing. So I don't want, you know, it flattens out the first, because one twin can take away this everything from the first twin. So this shouldn't happen. Mishloisha chadoshi vat shishma 3 to 6 months, yivakish rachmish lay nafel, she shouldn't miscarry. Mishisha vatesha from 6 to 9, yivakish rachmish yeitze b'shom, the child should come out peacefully. So we see clearly the first 40 days. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Is it help? The man is the one who plants the seed first, your lettuce in the cave. A girl will be born. Isha mazatzchil, the woman plants her seed. In the Gemara, we always talk about her seed, and your lettuce zocher. She has a boy, which means you can't change it. These are facts of nature. Depends who it is. Shenemar, it says, Isha kisazir, the old zocher. So what are you davening for? If both of them planted the seeds at the same time, then it could go either way. So they can daven. How you ever traveling the road, and you heard a scream, and you say, "Oh, I wish it's not from my house. It's a tefillah shop." How about we learned? Ma'isa b'hilzok, and so we tell the zokin. How you ever that was traveling? Rishama close to Rochabir. He heard a shout in the city. I'm guaranteed. I know for a fact it's left my house. Well, because of Rishama, and regarding him, the pasuk says, "Mishmu arol yida." From a bad news, you shouldn't be worried. Nochin libe b'tuach Hashem. My heart is directed, and I'm confident the Abish will be all right. You can dash whichever you want. Where Rashi learns, he's saying, whichever way you look at the pasuk, whichever play half of the pasuk you put the accent on, it comes up with the same meaning, which is Mereshul Sefer. If you dash in Ikiz Ereisha, you dash in Mishmur Ola Yira. Don't worry about any bad tidings. Matam, because you're confident in the Eibushter. You have betochen Hashem. Safe for the race, you want to learn the other way. The Iker emphasis on the second half of the pasuk. Midrash nochen libe betur Hashem. That your heart nochen libe betur is kafan Hashem. Mishmur ola yira. And for bad tidings, you shouldn't worry. So Rashi holds there's no difference between you learned. The idea is if you have faith in Hashem, everything will work out. Others say that there is a difference. The first part of the pasuk is a guarantee. The second one is a hope. The first part of the pasuk is a guarantee. If you learn the first way, mishmur ola yira, it's a fact. Don't worry about any bad news because you have faith. It's a fact. The other one is that if you have faith, hopefully you won't have any bad news. Ahu Talmid was a Talmid that because of Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi, he shook in the sea, in the market of the sea, and Chazi, the Kambach, he saw, he was frightened. Omle Chatoad, you must be a sinner. It says in the Pazi, Pochadu, Bitsian, who's scared of seeing Chatoim? People who are sinners. Omle, Voksiv, Hashem Fachatom, it says the person should always be scared. Omle, who would you be Taida, Ksiv? That's all about Taida, and Rashi learns, we know what Taida means. If you're always worried that whatever I learn, I'm going to forget. So what's that going to compel you to do? To chazer, revise, and revise. That's a good thing. Mefachet tamid, in the words of Torah that I learned, I might forget them. And you have an avedi, you're not allowed to forget the words of Torah. Yudah bar Nosan, Avi Shokov, Ozer Basir Avnunah, Yudah bar Nosan was following Avnunah, Osnach, he gave a sigh, Amale, Yisurim, Bo, Rahu Gavr, Osir Navshah, he gave a sigh, it's bad. He wants Yisurim to come on him. We had 2 days ago that Anoch, Krecht, sighing is bad for you. Breaks your goof, breaks your loins, breaks your whole goof. The chesiv it says in the pasuk, "Ki pachad pochadti, I was scared. Vayasoni brought up on me. Vashi yagarti over there. Everything I was scared will happen. So don't do it." The Gemara, he asked the same question. Chesiv, "Ashi odam mefachet tamid. That is good to fear always. Who be divrei teira chesiv? The Talmud divrei teira that you are scared that maybe you can forget something you learned. Hanichlis lekrach, you enter a city, you should give a, we had yeshiva bracha when you enter, you know, and like a tefillah, everything should work out, and then when you leave, you think of thanks. And the other one says, you give both brachas when you come in, and both brachas when you come out. Bechnisas, my body said, when you come in, you don't have Hashem lekai, shetachni, saying lekrach, the shon, should come peacefully, nichlis, once again, I mean, say, moidan, you don't have Hashem lekai, shetachni, the lekrach, the shon, the attack brought me in peacefully. Because Lazi wanted to go out, I'm a Yiraz Melech Hashem of the Kabbalah, you should take me out of the Shalom, you should take me out of the Shalom peacefully. Yotz, when he goes out, I'm a Moedan of Nechah, thank you Hashem of the Kai, so it's a son of Mekrach Zeh L'Shalom. Ukshem, everything alright? Ukshem, so it's a son of the Shalom, Kach Teh L'Cheni L'Shalom. Just like you took me out peacefully, you should also bring me in peacefully with Tismecheni L'Shalom, support me with Tatsidein L'Shalom, help me walk peacefully, Tatsileni Mekach Kol Oyev Oyed Abadelech, and save me from everything. You know when you have to say all these tefillahs if you go into a city where there's no justice, lynch mobs. You know the court is the executioner and everything else, and there's no judgment there. That's a dangerous place. You got to make a bracha. Abu bekrach shadoni in vahorgim, but the kach has a judicial system. Less than about, then you don't worry about it. What's going to happen? However, you get amrim about masna. Feel the bekrach shadoni vahorgim. Even the city that supposedly has a judicial system, zimnin delay misram eleinish. Sometimes it can happen that there are no witnesses. There will the yalef leis chutzu or character witness or something that knows you and will be able to defend you. Tell them what we learned. The guy goes to the bathhouse. I mean, you should say, we're learning about different brachas you say and occasions that, you know, you go through a harrowing experience. Even though you didn't go to harrowing, there's a potential to go through. You should rescue me from this. And similarly, nothing wrong should happen. Or sins. If I do something wrong, a sin, let my death be my atonement. Amar Abayin, no way. Loi lema inish hachi. No one should ever say invite death upon yourself. The leliftar pumi lesatni. You should never invite anything wrong, anything bad to happen to yourself because you're giving the satan an anchor. He himself says he deserves it. So why not? The Amar Eshlaki said, and we had it on many occasions. Eshlaki said, and b'chein tana mashmei Rabbi Yosi la'olam al yiftach ozen pi l'satan. You should never open your mouth to a satan and give him any an opening. Amar Rabbi Yosi, my kol. How do we know? The chesiv is in the pasuk. The Yidden was saying kimat kizdaim hayinu. We're almost like zdaim la'amayda daminu. We're compared to amayda. So it says we're almost like. It's a kid. Rabbi the chafadimian. Maya had the novi. The novi is reprimanding them. What did the shayi say? Shimud v'Hashem k'tinis daim. Listen to me, you officers from zdaim. You called them zdaim. They only said we're like zdaim. But the moment you made that comparison, once you brought it into the world, then it gets legs. It has feet. So you have to be careful what you say. That is a bris on your mouth. You should be careful what comes out of your mouth, because you can say one thing today, and even though it's as wild as it is, tomorrow it becomes acceptable in the norm, because you brought it into this world. When you go out, what do you say? You save me from the fire, the heat from the Kribes Mecha. There's a big fire over there underneath, heating up the water. Rabbu once went into this bathhouse. If his babe, now what happened was the water was sitting on four posts, and then there's a big pit on the bottom, and the bottom gave way, and everything caved in, and he would have fell down with all the water and not the fire. Israchis, and he said a miracle occurred. Come Alamuda, suddenly one of the pillars stood straight. Shaziv, and he jumped onto the pillar. And Shaziv Meya Vichad Gavri Bichad David. He was able to save, rescue 101 people with one hand. He held on to the post with one hand, and then with the other hand he held on two people on his legs, and then they held on people and they held people all up. He saved 100, there's a pretty big bathhouse of 101 people were able to fit into the bath. And he saved them all. Said, when somebody goes into lead blood, we learned last time that it's a serious event. Save me. All your cures are real. He said it's not common for people to go to a doctor, and Rashi learns it's wrong to go to a doctor. If the Eivishter made you sick, what right do you have to go and change things? But the world does go to doctors, so I'm going. Don't ever say that. The Torah of Yisrael, the Rape Yerape, Mekan Shenitner the Shusla Reifa Rape. So a Reifa had permission to heal, and as the Rishonim say, once he has permission to heal, when he does heal, he's doing a mitzvah. And some say the mitzvah is Hashavas Haveda. Just if you have to return an object to a person, surely you return somebody's health. But the Ramban and Chumash writes a fascinating thing. The Ramban and Chumash writes is that there's a permission for a doctor to heal, but there was never given permission for a sick person to go to a doctor. And he says you shouldn't go to the doctor, you have to have betochen Hashem that everything's going to work out. He said, but that was in people who are worthy of it, who are understood it. Today, he says, people, we all go to the doctor. But Mekan Shnitin Reifei L'Shus L'Rape is only the Reifei. He said, no one is saying Mekan Shnitin L'Shus L'Choyle L'Rape. That's his opinion. And yeah, in Halacha, we say, of course, you'll have to go to the doctor. You should go to the doctor and take care of your health. As the Rambam says, Kikoi, my Oime, when he gets better, as you say, Amra Racha, Borach Reifei Chinoim. Eivishter, who cures, umzis. Gratis. Now we're going to learn all these different brachas that we say. If you go in the bathroom, you say, if you have malachim, let's quote you. You say, I want to honor you, my malachim, kadoshi, mishor se elyon, serve Hashem, through covered, okay, so I'll give covered. You don't want to walk with the bathroom with me. Here for me, many, why don't you leave me? I go to the bathroom, I do my thing, I'll do my thing, and then I'll come back out. No, you take it for granted the malachim are going to wait for you if you're going to walk out. Don't say that. You tell them to leave, they'll leave and never come back. Ella, what should you say? Leima shamruni shamruni, guard me. Azruni azruni, help me. Samchuni samchuni, support me. Hamtinuli hamtinuli, please wait for me, wait for me. Ad shechanes ve'etze. That's your ass. Don't tell them leave. Tell them please wait. She came doctor and Adam. That's the meaning of the world. You don't take malach with you. Shulnarach says already that today no one is confident enough to say that he has any malachim going with him. So if you're going to say this, that means you're arrogant. You think I have malachim walking around with me, escorting me. Shouldn't do that. Friday night we say malachim come back with you for sure. But we don't take for granted the rest of the week. When he goes out of the bathroom, you say, you created me with wisdom. And what's the wisdom? So, some reason or another, I mean, it's part of the pshat, the way we are, the way we function, and everything else. But the Medrash Nechumah Tesa brings down, the wisdom is that he created man last, so the whole world was already set for him. He didn't have to then wait and everything else. The animals were already there, the food, everything was there already. And he came right into Shabbos. He didn't even have to work on Shabbos, because everything was Mukhan and Mazum. So that's the Chachma. Whatever that means. You create all kinds in the Kavim hold, and you also create Chalalim. They all create Chalalim. We say Chilulim, Chilulim, some say Chalalim, Chalalim. If you say Chilulim, Chilulim, the two rights, the two, Chilulim is Gematria 124, and two Chilulim is 248. And what you're saying is Chilulim, Chilulim, you created us 248 limbs. If you say Chalalim, Chalalim, you don't mean 248 limbs. You mean just, you know, a bunch of holes and a bunch of hollow things. It's known, if you open one of the things that are supposed to be sealed, if you seal one of the things, the orifices that are supposed to be open, we cannot exist. My chassim, what do you conclude? Amrav reifei chayim. You cure the sick. Every person goes to the bathroom, you say reifei chayim. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kashavina Abba. Abba was a name for Rav. Either was his real name, and Rav was just like, you know, Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. He was Rav for Bavel, because he's the one who brought Torah to Bavel. Or his real name was Rav, and Abba was a term of endearment. Lekuli alma katsili, are you treating the whole world as if they're sick? Reifei chayim. Ella reifei kobasa. You say you heal every person. Rav Sheshit Omer should also say Mafli Lases. You should say that's a wonderful thing what he does. And why is it wonderful? Because a barrel of wine, you may have a prick, a little hole, over time the wine sort of fades away. Mashengi, my person, you have a lot of holes, and yet on the Shom is as strong today as day one. So the Eibush says it's Mafli Lases. And so our Papa says, the famous our Papa who does this all the time, he says, you know what? Hilchach Nimrin Tavav, they both. Reifei Kobasar U Mafli Lases, which is what we say. When you go to sleep by your bed, you say Shema Tivo Yishmaya. Machlek is a shining with the gifts is Ad Vahayim Shemaya, or you're supposed to say Shema and Vahayim Shemaya. And we say all three. And then you say Baruch Hamapach Hevashen Alein Yishnu Malavapoi. That you make the bracha Meili Shemasoi. You don't even know Hashem Lekash Shemayin Lesholom Zecher Kain. So Zecher Zecher Meili De Mitzvah Atagilen De Avera Vatir De Chid Vatir Avmo De Soyin Lo De Vizoyin Shlo Biyetzahara. All different than Amun Sucha Hamapach Vayishlo Biyetzahara Vatatzleim Pegarom Vecholayim Raim. Save me from all of these terrible things. Vayivaluni Cholayim Is Raim. Don't get me distraught with all these terrible dreams. Vayiruni Raim Vatay Mitzvah Shleim Avnecha Yemen Penin Amavach Hashemayin Lo En Kulach Vayday. The Rambam holds that you're supposed to say Hamapul before you say Shema. We hold that you say Hamapul after you say Shema. And everybody wants to know, the Ri who says that you don't make a bracha when you go to a sukkah, when you go to sleep, if you're in the midst of sleeping in the sukkah, because how do you know you'll fall asleep? How can you make a bracha Hamapul? How do you make a bracha Hamapul? So they explain that he's talking over there about Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Birchas HaMitzvahs is a bracha that you're going to do the mitzvah. And if you don't do the mitzvah, it's a bracha in vain. This is not Birchas HaMitzvahs. Again, this is like Birchas Shevach and so on of the Ul Tefillah here, so therefore it's different. Kimetai, when we wake up in the morning, Oymi say the kind of Shomer Shin Asat to be to Heidi, Yat to be Tzad to be, Yat to Nefach to be, Yat to Shomer Kibi. That was lead men as he lost a loving. Kol Ben Shom Shom Kibi, Levin Lech Hashem HaKai, Vesad, Yibon Kolam, Adon Kol Shomer, Vach Hashem Achas, Shomer Gai Mesim. Ki Shomer, Kol Tanu Gaila, when you hear the sound of a rooster, Lema, Boruch, Asher Nosen, La Sechvi, that you gave. Sechvi means a rooster, but Sechvi also means a heart. So you gave us the ability, Bin Al Hafchon, Yem Vein Leila. We go through all the brachas right now. Big machlek is all the brachas. Do you have to go through, experience every single event before you make the bracha, or you can make the bracha in algamein? Says Taisa, whichever way you learn, but when it comes to Hanesin Lasech Yubina, regardless of whether you heard the rooster or not, you make a bracha, because it's talking about the world that we have the ability to distinguish between night and day. Ki posach, and you open your eyes, Lema Baruch Pekech Ibn. Ki Tariz V'yosim, you sit up, Lema Baruch Mater Asurim. Ki Lovish, you get dressed, Lema Baruch Malbe Sharumim. Ki Zokiv, when you stand up, Lema Baruch Zoy Kifufim. Ki Nochiz Ladi, you put your feet in the ground, Lema Baruch Rekeros Alamoyim. Bring it around. Ki Mazgim, you start walking, Lema Baruch Hameich Mitzadi Gover. Ki Saim, you put on shoes, Lema Baruch Shosei Kol Tzorki. This is the order that we do, and Shulchan Aruch then others say that they change the order around, because some of the Shulchan change the order around, and the Bach says that Aleyem Yitin Asadin, those are the words he used, for those who change his order around. And the Magen Avraham says, why? Sometimes people put on shoes before they start walking. Sometimes they walk barefoot in the house. So every place has their own minhagim. Again, the machlek is whether you make these brachas, whether you experience them or not. We make all these brachas. Anyway, ki osar hameni, when you tie your gartel, lema baruch oizei sobek vura. We mentioned here Yisroel. Ki por, and some say it means you're putting on your pants, and some say it means a gartel. And the idea is you're separating the top part of your body from your bottom, because we learned before, liba reis erva, if you don't separate, so you can't make brachas. So that's why it says Yisroel, because this makes something special about Eden that we do require. And ki por is sudar reish, lema baruch oizei sobek vura. When you put a handkerchief on your head, you make baruch oizei sobek vura, because again, only Eden has to wear a yarmulke. The problem is, so how do you say the brachas till now if you only put the yarmulke on now? So that's why some people learn to talk about a hat, but you have to put on a hat. Because the yarmulke you wear from the first bracha, you now say Hashem's name without a yarmulke. Even though you don't really have to wear a yarmulke, but saying Hashem's name. So they say if you hold, you have to wear a yarmulke, then it's talking about a hat. The Rosh writes that he used to put on tefillin right here when he made the bracha. When it says, Oite Yisrael B'Zephora, it's talking about tefillin. By tzitzis, you say wrapping around. You put tefillin on your hand. You put a tefillin. Areish on the head. You say baruch hashem. Amitzat tefillin. Big machlek is Rashi and Rebbein Tam. If you make two brachas on tefillin or not, Rashi holds that hasach. You want menachos. Rashi holds you only make one bracha on tefillin. But hasach, if you spoke between Rashi, between the Shoyad and Shoroi, then you make the second bracha. Here it seems clearly that you make both brachas. But Rabbein Tam, anyway, so Rashi said, "What's if it's spoken in between?" Rabbein Tam learns, no, that you make a mitzvah film on the shoreish, lehaniach on the shoyad. But if you spoke, then on the shoreish you say two brachas. You say lehaniach and al mitzvahs. Lehaniach because by the shoyad, because you just start putting on film, and al mitzvahs is because you're already finishing. So you say al mitzvahs. And the Rogosh makes a dig in the Rambam, the mitzvah of tefillin shoyad, lehaniach, to put it on your hand. Hashem in tefillin shoreish is to be on your hand. No, the kesher is the whole mitzvah here by the tefillin shayad. Ki moshi yodin, you wash your hands, lehim b'chashik, so on the nishadayim. You say, nishadayim. Now, l'cheder, what's the nishadayim here? What about tefillin? How do you say all these brachot without washing your hands? So the Taz says, it's talking about, and you now touch your body. The Taz says that till now, since you put on your clothes, when you touch your eyes, you used your sleeve. You use your sleeve. Or it's talking about a second washing here for davening, not the washing we talk about before. And it says in Tishadayim that I, according to the Shtam Rishonim, when you wash for davening, you should say a bracha al Tishadayim. Somehow when you go to the bathroom, you have to make a bracha al Tishadayim. Ki Moshe Api, when you touch your face, Lein Baruch HaMavir, Chev L'Shenim, Enos Nuh HaPoivi, Rots V'necha Hashem, Shrak Lein, 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 And Shulchan Aruch says that today everyone is on Maratzim, and the people don't really wash their hands, and they're Maratzim. They don't know how to read, so you do it in shul. But our meaning is that we do it at home before we go to shul. We're not on Maratzim. And if you're not on Maratzim, it's better to bring as close as possible. Now, the machlekes of the Rishonim, the machlekes, if you have to say it every step of the way, or when you can say it all later, the machlekes of the Rishonim is all of these brachas, are they birchas hanenin? Or are they like birchas hanenin or birchas hashvach? If it's Birchas Haneni, you're having Hanoi, you're thanking Hashem, that has to be close proximity to what you're doing. If it's Birchas HaShevach, you just stamp like a davening, you're praising the Eibishter, then you can wait and do everything later, which is the Machlekes. When you make a bracha bad, what do you say? Does it mean to say the exact same bracha? That bad things happen, you're supposed to say, thank you, HaTeva Meitiv. Is that what you're saying? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Absurdus Teva is Oymi, you say HaTeva Meitiv, and Absurdus Roy is Oymi, you say Baruch Dynamis. Says the Gemara, we're talking about the Kabbalun B'Simcha. We're talking about what? That, no, of course you make your bracha dynamis, but accept whatever the Eibusha does in a positive way. I'll tell you the story in a minute about that. Omer Abacha, Mishram Levi, my card was a pasuk, chesed u'mishpat, chesed is just, is good, u'mishpat is justice, which is hard, harsh. Ashir l'cha, Hashem azameda, I will sing to you and everything else, no, even bad things, that's what you want me to have, I'm happy. Im chesed ashir u'mishpat ashir, Hashem l'chir u'mocha, Hashem ahal dover, l'kim ahal dover, Hashem is good, l'chir u'chesed, and l'kim is good, and I'll thank for both. Hashem ahal dover is u'midik toive, and l'kim ahal dover is u'midik pranis, and I'll thank the Eibusha for both. And then it says Tzorav Yogin and Hashem Hashem Ekra. In both cases, Hashem Hashem Ekra. Rabbonam Hoch Hashem Nosan Hashem Loka, good and bad. He gave me a child to go away. He says, the prison gets it happened and say, whatever happens is for the best. Because the wicked was traveling, he came to town, he asked him for someone to take him in. Nobody wanted to get over him any hospitality. Omar, he said, "Nope, go over on top of it. Best, it's all right." Obas Bedabri, he went to sleep out in the wilderness. While he had a ton of good, he had with him a rooster, a chamer, and a donkey to wake him in the morning, and he had a donkey to travel, a shrag, and a candle. Also, there came along a wind, kavya, a shrag, it extinguished the candle. Also, Shuna came along a cat, ochle tanugoyle, ate up the rooster. Also, Ari came a lion, ochle the chamer. Now he's destitute. Nowhere to sleep, nothing. Omar, go over on top. Whatever he does is for the best. That night, also guys came along, a whole group of Moradors, troops, and Shavya, the Muslim, kidnapped everybody inside in the city. And they didn't see the Bekiva, it was dark, and they couldn't hear any animals. He said to them, didn't I tell you? It's not sure who the them is. Whatever the Bekiva does, it's all for the best. His Rebbe Nochem is Gamzu, he said Gamzu Teva. And explain the chassidus that Nochem Gamzu is much higher in Madrega. Rabbi Kiva says, one day it'll turn into good. Nochem Gamzu says, right now, this is already good. I'll just tell you an interesting story. There was a big Rav, a Gvir, in Varsha, I think it was Salman, and he was a very rich man. Anyway, one day he lost all of his money. He invested in something, turned out to be it was a con, he lost all of his money. So one of the Talmidim had to go break the news to him. He went over to him and says, Rebbe, it says in the Gemara here, Kashem Shem Vorchem Allah, Tweva Kachem Vorchem Allah. Explain, I don't understand. I mean, it's bad things. The Kabbalah, B'Simcha, how? So the guy, he gave a whole explanation, you know, everything comes from Eibishter, you know, nothing in Eibishter, meet till it takes it us. So he said, I still don't understand. Explain to him again. He said about five or six times. He said, finally, he said to him, he said, B'Simcha, you can, you know, if it happened to you, B'Simcha? So he said, of course, go dance. So he says, Rebbe, you can start dancing. You just lost all your money. And he fainted. When they woke him up, he said, now I also don't understand the Pratling Rora. It once became real, that's so easy.